At this point, we're going to head to Muncie and be joined by Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and hopefully you and your staff have been able to dry off after a tough, wet, rainy game on Saturday with a 34-21 setback against Ohio, and after watching the film, talk about the performance by your Cardinals.
You know, obviously, tough day. You know, the weather certainly was the elements, and the weather was, you know, obviously a rainy day, and, you know, obviously it was from start to finish, but, you know, Ohio really did a better job of handling the elements than we did. They came out, they executed at a high level. Obviously, they did a good job of controlling the time of possession. They did a good job of winning the field position battle, and they executed, you know, at the end of the day better than we did. And so, obviously, it's disappointing, you know, but, you know, considering the situation, obviously, we got a lot of things that we can learn from in that game. But, you know, sometimes you're dealt a hand, and you know, both teams were dealt the exact same hand, and it just came down to them performing and handling the situation and the elements better than we did. And, you know, for us, we got to get back to work. A lot of good things to still learn from that tape, and we're going to take advantage of a couple extra days here to get some guys healed up and prepare for a outstanding Western Michigan team.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. A tough way to start the game with really the first handoff of the game of, you know, fumbling the ball and kind of really setting a tone for not the way you wanted to start it, correct?
No question. Obviously, when you get the ball on the kickoff there in the first offensive play that, you know, we had a fumble and you know, it's you know, obviously in a similar type of game when we were in the second half, like very similar to this at Northern a few weeks back, we did such a good job of ball security. We did such a good job of executing in a tough situation, tough condition. So, you know, obviously Caleb, you know, I know that we obviously wishes that he could have that play over again, but, you know, obviously we gave them a short field and, you know, defense, you know, gave a great effort there making them earn it, but, you know, to get behind early in that game and then continue to have to battle back, it was just, you know, not the way you want to start, but obviously things happened and we had to regroup and we had to come back out and, you know, try to do our best job of making sure we took care of the ball and that didn't become a problem again the rest of the day.
As a head coach, as you prepare for a game, when you have the elements like you have, how much does that change your original plan versus what ends up happening and on a play call, you know, kind of throughout it with the conditions being such as they were?
Yeah, the challenging piece is obviously when you're in some obvious throwing situations, whether it's third down and long, and it kind of changes what you do. Are the guys that are, you know, as a quarterback able to handle the ball? Is he able to still throw the ball in those conditions? Is it too wet? Are we able to get the center quarterback exchange and still do a good job that way? And then the guys catching the balls, whether it's receivers, backs, tight ends, you know, are they doing a good job of being able to catch a wet ball? And we had a couple opportunities there in the first half where we had possible third down conversions where it was a drop pass, so it's a challenge that way because you know, when you're facing those conditions and the balls are coming in and out, they were doing as good of a job as they could, you know, trying to get you know, a dry ball in there, but obviously with the way it was raining, it was going to get wet pretty quick. But it just makes it challenging because obviously you're not able to throw the ball, you know, when you have to, and it changes your play action game. But again, it was more of a run heavy situation, but that was the case for both teams. And you know, you got to give them credit because they handled the elements and the weather better than we did, and they still executed their offense better than we did.
Let's go to our next question for Coach New.
Our next question is from Jordan Guskey with the Star Press.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I was wondering if you might have any update on how Caleb or Luke or anyone else who left the game injured was doing.
Yeah, hopefully right now the information I have on Monday here is both of those are not serious. They're going to be day-to-day injuries, and so we'll take advantage of these couple extra days we have of preparation and kind of monitor those guys as the week unfolds here. But, you know, thankfully those are neither one serious. They're going to be day-to-day, and certainly the couple extra days here is going to help in the case of those two guys.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Mike, with Caleb's injury, obviously you turned the ball over to Walter Fletcher. Just talk about his impact and bringing on him to the Cardinals team this year and what he's meant to your offense.
You know, Walter Fletcher was a great addition for our team. You know, he's such a hardworking, humble, kind of chip on his shoulder type of young man that joined us from Edinburgh University, where he was up for the Harlan Hill Award there and had two fantastic years at Edinburgh. And so he's been a great addition, and obviously he's done a great job of being patient, knowing that the feature back and the guy that's been the go-to guy for us in the run game has been Caleb Huntley. But you know, Walter has shown us in practice and shown us when he has had opportunities in games that, you know, he's certainly capable of some explosive runs. And, you know, the other day in the game when his number was called and when Caleb went out there before the half and was unable to return, you know, Walter did a great job. He's a very patient runner. And obviously, he's got great vision, and he's got the ability, once he gets through the line of scrimmage, to take the distance like he did, you know, on that one play drive the other day, which came at a critical moment in the game when we were down. They had just scored, and so it was a great job of him making a play. And he's a tough tackle too. He's got really good balance. You know, he's a tough tackle in the open field, runs through arm grabs, and he's worked so hard, and you know, really has been a great addition for us. And you know, obviously, depending on the situation here with Caleb, we expect to have him back. But you know, obviously, Walter's one of those guys that we trust, has a great feel for what we do offensively, both run game, pass game, and he's a guy that can make plays not only as a runner, but coming out of the backfield as a pass catcher, and certainly he's involved in the return game as well. So he's been a great addition to our team, and you know, is an exceptional young man as well.
Mike, obviously these couple extra days before facing Western Michigan on the 5th, besides getting a few of the young men extra time to rest, what do you want to take advantage of these extra days in preparation for the final four games?
Yeah, there's always guys that are on the travel squad, you know, playing a game like we did against Ohio. There's always guys that are dressed out, whether they're, you know, depth guys on the offensive line, whether they're depth guys at, on the defensive line, you know, receivers, corners, defensive backs, whatever it may be. We got to get a lot of those guys repetitions that they're dressed, they're expected to play, ready to play, but if they don't get a bunch of reps in the game, we got to continue to develop those guys, take advantage of a couple extra days here to get those guys some good work, because we're going to need them down the stretch here, and you know, it's a great way for us with these couple extra days to get some good work in. Obviously, some of the guys that are playing a lot of snaps, we'll try to get those guys some rest, but there's still a lot of good work to be had here on the practice field, and continuing to stay sharp and get some of those younger guys and get some of the guys that don't get a bunch of reps in the game, get those guys a lot of work here for the next couple of days.
Well, Mike, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Western Michigan, and we'll be talking to you again next Monday morning, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. For Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals, coming off a 34-21 loss to Ohio in that contest, running back Walter Fletcher, season-high 156 yards rushing, including a 73-yard touchdown run in that contest. For Ball State, again, a couple extra days off as they transition to midweek football, their next game at Western Michigan on Tuesday, November 5th, that game at 8 p.m. on ESPN2.